The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Load! Early.
Ah, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to the 12 Days of TCB. I'm Brian Grain. This is the Uncle Eddie to my Russ, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Here we are yet again in the studio helping you through the holiday season. I don't know how, but there's in some way, shape, or form, I'm sure we're helping you through the holiday season. Yeah. Well, I mean, if people donate to our causes, then we're definitely helping. Yes. That's for sure. How else are we helping? I don't know. We're just putting more downloads into the universe for people to absorb. There you go. Thanks for joining us. Chrissy, do you know the origins of the 12 days? By the way, we just figured out that the 12 days of TCB is actually 13 days of TCB, since we don't know how to count on a calendar. So you're getting an extra episode. We'll actually be doing 13 days. Halfway through the 12 days of Christmas, we realize that it's 13 days of TCB. Do you know the origins of the song 12 Days of Christmas?
No, I don't think that I do.
I don't think I do either. Let's learn together. Let's get learned. The best known English version was printed in The Mirth Without Mischief, a children's book published in London in the 1780s. Something about the northern castle of Newcastle and the Tyne and the partridge and the pear tree and all that other stuff. Here's the more important question. Can you name the 12 days of Christmas?
Oh, gosh.
Come on, I know you can do it.
Well, partridge and a pear tree.
Okay, that's the easy one.
Okay. I mean, I'd have to kind of sing it.
Okay.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two doves,
two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Okay, the third one is French hens.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a diamond ring,
four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me...
What is it?
Five diamond rings.
I knew there were rings in there.
Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, which would be today in the TCB, there's no 13 days. We're going to make up the 13th day. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me...
six flying nuns.
Oh, flying nuns. Six geese a-laying. By the way, what? Six geese a-laying? Only in Old English. Uh-huh. Is geese a-laying an egg?
Well, I was thinking that's a two-for-one deal.
Yeah. Six geese and a-laying. Oh, six geese and a-laying. There you go. Six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me...
I don't know.
Seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. What murderous motherfucker decided to write this goddamn torturous song? And now why am I singing it? Because I really don't know the lyrics, and I'm so interested to hear them. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me...
eight rocks.
I think this is some pervert that made this up. Listen to this one. Eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, seven semen exes swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, showers, four calling birds, as in birds, women, three French hens. We all know what that is. I mean, if you haven't tried a French hen in bed, then you don't even know. I've been French henning Astrid for years. That's how this gringo got Astrid. She was like, "What is that?" And I was like, "That is the French hen." I hide on you like a little squatting bird. I twaddle my wings as I bounce on top of you. And I give myself a blowjob. It's a French horn, a French hen. Okay, so that's it. So we've got eight maids a milking, seven swans a swimming, six geese a laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Oh, this guy's definitely a pervert. Listen to this one. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine strippers dancing, nine ladies dancing, nine ladies dancing. This is a porno song. Nine ladies dancing, eight maids a-milking, six swans a-swimming, six geese getting laid, four golden rings, four calling birds, three French horns, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Now here we round the corner, and it's for sure, without any doubt, this is perverted. On the 11th day of Christmas, on the 10th day of Christmas, oh, my true love gave to me.
What?
Well, I didn't know the 1780s were quite so liberal, but here we go. 10 lords a-leaping.
Oh, yeah. Lords a-leaping.
Oh, if you try a French horn with a lord leaping, if you're a leaping lord that tries a French horn, you're a bottom and you know all about it. All right. 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. But on the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me more porno things. 11 pipers piping.
Laying pipe.
11 pipers laying pipe. 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. All right, well, I guess they have to
finale.
They can't end it in porn, yeah. So they go back to something more Christmassy. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 golden birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Dun, dun, dun. All right. I think it's the first time I've ever sung that song. Ever. Ever. That's the first time I've ever known what's in it. And now I'm realizing half of it is porn.
It is.
That's what it
what's
is.
What's the 13th?
Well, okay. And the 13th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a break from TCB.
That's the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, 12 drummers drumming, 11 people laying pipe, 10 lords leaping over each other, 9 naked ladies. All right. Okay. That's it. There's the 12 days of Christmas
I'm
for you.
I'm glad you reminded me. I remember learning it when I was small, but I did not remember everything.
Yeah. I remember doing the Christmas, like, recital, mm-hmm. you know? And yep. I remember Little Drummer Boy became a favorite song of mine because I learned how to play it on the what do they call that?
The drum?
No, the accordion, but it's not an accordion. It's like a
keyboard.
Is it a harpoon or a harpin or a recorder?
Oh, the recorder.
Where you press the button and you strum and then it.
No, the recorder was the little flute thing.
No, okay, that's a different thing. It's a little like
a harpsichord.
Maybe it's a harpsichord, but you would just press the button and it would make a key.
Like, okay.
But it had the names of the keys on it. So it was made for little children to play. It wasn't like some complicated thing. It was like you press this button or that button, and then you strum it, and it made a certain noise. And so we learned how to play Little Drummer Boy, which really has one note in it the entire time. I mean, it's not that hard to play. But Little Drummer Boy, what's the best Christmas song, traditional Christmas song?
Oh, I like my favorite's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
I don't know if that's a traditional. Think of like a Judeo-Christian Christmas song.
Good King Wenceslas.
That's a good one. Good King's a good one. I like that one. I think Little Drummer Boy is my favorite. But then, of course, is Ave Maria. Would that be considered a Christmas song? Maybe.
Probably. We should ask Jeff's mom.
Jeff's mom?
Mm-hmm.
Why does she?
Her name's Ave Maria.
Her name's Ave Maria?
Yes.
Her name is Ave Maria.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you call her Ave
Catholic.
Or you call her Maria?
Call her Ave.
You call her Ave. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really intense.
They're a very Catholic family.
Have you guys heard the rendition of Ave Maria, sort of a different style by David Bisbal?
I don't think
David
so.
David Bisbal.
Bisbal.
Bisbal?
Yeah. He's a Latin American artist, and it's very party forward. It's Ave, Ave Maria.
Nice.
And there, I love his music videos. I love the dancing.
There's some good versions.
Yeah.
David Beesball.
Mm-hmm.
David Beesball, Cuban professional baseball player. Guess I'm not talking about the same.
Not that one.
That's not the same one.
The other one.
Hold on one second.
B-I-S-B-A-L.
Okay, give me 1 second. Christmas song list. Okay. Let me give you a list of songs. You tell me which one you like the best. You tell me which ones you're partial to. You ready?
Sure.
Okay, here
Let's
we go.
Let's do it.
The Christmas song by Nat King Cole. Feliz Navidad, Jose Feliciano, which is a favorite around my household.
Yes, I love that one.
White Christmas by Bing Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
Deck the Halls, Frank Sinatra. Do You Hear What I Hear, Bing Crosby, which is a great one. Jingle Bells by Frank Sinatra. Although I don't really think of Frank as like a Christmas kind of guy. I think more of him as like breaking my legs in a dark alley kind of guy. But okay. Here Comes Santa Claus by Gene Autry. But Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen, in my opinion,
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
If we're really at a Bruce Springsteen show, that goes on for 3 hours.
Hey, but sing it again, Clarence, another saxophone. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming. New Jersey.
Santa Baby, Eartha Kitt.
Mm-hmm. That's a real classic. Santa
Do
Baby.
They Know It's Christmas? Wham!
Ah, that one from Wham?
Well, I mean, there's the other one by Wham, too.
Last Christmas.
The Last Christmas, which one of my kids is incessantly singing.
I love that song.
And so the other day, he was incessantly singing it. And you have to, if you know me, then you know that if you know me, and that means listen to more than 3 seconds of the commercial break, then you know I'm a bit of an oddball, a little bit of a goofball. And when I sing songs or I hear them repeatedly, I start making up my own lyrics. Usually those turn into comedy, and usually poop or pee is the first thing I go to because I'm a 3-year-old in my mind. So he's like, one of my kids goes to the bathroom. He uses the restroom. He comes out of the restroom and I go, oh, number one or number two? And he's like, oh, it's, you know, number two. I go, oh, okay. So I was like, so then he starts singing Last Christmas. I go, Last Christmas, I made a big poo, but the very next day you flushed it away. This year, when it comes out my rear, I'll give it to someone special.
Okay. So, and what did he think?
Well, it's the best thing that has happened ever. Like, Dad made up the best song ever, and now he's singing it. Can we make a video? Of course we can. And this is all happening around bath time, right? I have very young children, so I need to help them with bath time.
Yes, it has to be
really
fun.
Do all of it. And it's fun, and we're having fun. So this is going on for like 30 minutes. I am embedding this song into his head, into a kid who remembers everything. He's an elephant. He remembers everything. So he runs down to go have dinner. Dinner's on the table, and I'm getting changed, whatever. And all of a sudden, I hear, Brian Green! And I'm like, uh-oh. She found my Instagram search page. I'm like, uh-oh. And I'm like, what? And she's like, don't you go. You cannot be telling these kids these songs. They're going to go to school, and then they're going to get in trouble. Everyone's going to get in trouble. And I'm like, no. He's just fun. And I go, so I'm like, listen, kid, this song is for this house and this house only. You cannot repeat this. So let's just get it out of our head. Let's sing the regular version, which is also a little weird too, but okay, Wham. Like, we're going to sing Wham, okay? The Wham version. He says, okay. So last night, as we're going to bed, one of my daughters starts singing the exact same song to Astrid, and Astrid's like, I told you, they're all going to get kicked out of school. And I'm like, ah, little pee and little poo, it's never hurt anybody. I mean, listen, my son will be the hero of his very young age classroom if he sings that song and he does it well. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
For sure. All right. Despite all that we bitch about blue here around the Green household, we really are animal lovers. I saved a fucking squirrel, for God's sakes, a baby squirrel, which carries hepatitis or something like that. I went to great lengths to save that squirrel. I drove in the rain 20 miles in my air-conditioned car to get that squirrel to safety. Now, listen to me. The ASPCA does a great deal of good. And while they have those terrible commercials that everyone hates, there's a good reason why. They tug at your heartstrings so that they can save animals and make sure that these animals, even when they're left abandoned by shitheads who do not understand the responsibility of having an animal, they try and make sure that they get to good homes and do the best they can to do that in a no-kill way. The ASPCA is today's charity. Now, some of you have written in and talked about this also, so we are going to give it a little love. If you would like to donate to the ASPCA and help cats, dogs, and other animals find loving homes and stay out of the kill shelters, and I'm not saying they never get put down because that is just not a reality of life, but help them find a good home. Give them some cash so that they can do well and make sure that these animals get saved, especially after disasters. This is the one thing that really sucks, is that if you're in a disaster and you're choosing, you want to keep your animal with you, but life circumstances, it's either you or your animal. There are tough choices that need to be made. The ASPCA can come in and help in those situations. They do a lot of good. Please help us by donating to them. Link in the show notes. And if you donate to any of our causes, send a screenshot. We will send you some swag with love from Chrissy, Christina, Astrid, and I. We'll take a break and we'll be back.
Holidays getting you down? Family acting out of pocket? Text us and tell us all about it at 212-433-3TCB. Or leave us a voicemail with all of the unhinged and or spicy details. And then follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast if you need a laugh or an escape. You can always escape for a full hour and watch our YouTube videos at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak while you simultaneously peruse our website, tcbpodcast.com, to find out all there is to know about Brian and Chrissy. Now let's hear from our sponsors so we can afford the holidays this year.
Okay, and we're back. Okay. Tell me the worst Christmas gift you have ever received.
The worst Christmas gift.
Be honest. You got to let them know.
I think a mirror.
You got a mirror for Christmas?
I did one time, yeah.
From a guy?
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Like, I mean, take a look at yourself before you leave?
No, it was like a fancy mirror.
Okay.
Well, and he was working at a furniture store at the time, and I was in high school. So, but it was kind of, you know,
that is
maybe not the best present.
And what did you interpret that mirror to mean? What was the symbolism? Like, take a look at yourself before you leave the house or something?
I think
a look in the mirror?
I mean, it was, like I said, it was a nice mirror, but that just popped in my head when you asked me.
Okay.
I mean, my least favorite one.
That's your least favorite?
I didn't think
favorite.
It had any kind of crazy meaning behind it, but I think he just happened to work in a furniture store and get it.
Yeah, I wonder
discount.
What's going through his head, like a nice chair or a nice couch, a love seat. Everybody needs a good end table, right? Don't we all need a good end table? I do. I don't know. And then you pick the mirror. Mm-hmm. That is kind of a weird choice, but it's certainly a man choice. Like, it's a choice from a guy who probably doesn't have, you know, I don't know, doesn't have much anything else. Was he the kind of guy who would spend most of the afternoon on Sunday watching football?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Just checking. Christina, worst gift you've ever received?
Well, let's see. Every single year, I get Band-Aids from my family.
Oh, Band-Aids.
Yeah, my mom gives me a pack of Band-Aids.
Like,
every,
as a stocking
every single
stuffer?
Year. Yeah, but it's,
I mean,
like,
you can always use Band-Aids.
I always
they're
use
very
Band-Aids.
Handy, but, like, every year I'm like, what kind of Band-Aids am I going to get?
Now it's a thing.
Yeah, like, I mean, last year I think they were unicorns.
Oh, you got, she gets you, like play Band-Aids. Ones.
No, they're real Band-Aids, and I really use them.
Yeah.
But they're, like, for kids. So last year I was in charge of my mother's stocking, and I gave her Band-Aids.
Well, then there you go. She got her comeuppance. Band-Aids have become quite the commodity in this household.
You for sure, in your house.
We have 10 boxes of different charactered Band-Aids. And if one kid gets a boo-boo, and I mean the smallest of boo-boos, one that does not even, I keep on explaining to them, Band-Aids are for blood. Band-Aids are for blood. If there's no blood, there's no need for a Band-Aid. That doesn't fix a bruise. It doesn't fix a bruised ego. It doesn't fix that your brother kicked you in the ribs. It doesn't fix that kind of stuff. But it doesn't matter to their little minds, because all they care about is having, you know, Hello Kitty or whatever it is on their
exactly.
on their body. It doesn't last but 5 seconds because they always rip it off right away, and then they play with it and eat it and stick it in their hair and all this shit. How many hundreds of boxes of character-related Band-Aids have we gone through in this house? Because when one kid gets a boo-boo, all of them have a boo-boo. They're all, you know, someone will come to me, Danny got a boo-boo. I mean, it's
so Christina, if you, you know, have extra Band-Aids,
give them to our house.
This is a good house for them.
That's right.
Well, funnily enough, it started because as a kid, I used to use so many Band-Aids.
Why?
I just used to always get cuts on my fingers.
And so you would just, so you were known for the being the Band-Aid
girl.
I was
known for having Band-Aid hands.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So your mom's getting back at you for years of
never forgot it.
Yeah, that's right. I would say the worst gift that I have gotten, and I think we may have had this question like back in season number one, when we were doing like that fishbowl thing where we're pulling questions out of there.
Yeah.
I think the worst gift, I know. The worst gift I have ever gotten was from my former brother-in-law, who was one of my favorite humans on earth. His name was Charles, and he was a gay man, and he was a very fashionable gay man. French aristocrat, high society gay man, always dressing nice, always looking nice, always smelling wonderful, and he gave me, no shit, like a subscription to Hair Club for Men when I was like 26 years old, as well as some peroxide shit that you put on your head. Minoxidil. He got that for me as a gift. And he had no idea how badly this hurt my feelings. No idea. He was like, what? I know you want to look good. So I'm just, you know, I'm helping you. And I'm like, helping me what? Grow back my receding hairline? And he's like, well, it's no secret, Brian. And
everybody can
see. I was
see.
Like, thanks, Charles. I appreciate it. Worst Christmas gift ever, for sure. But, and I think probably in a couple of days we'll get her on the phone. But my mom is certainly she's an equal opportunity destroyer of hopes and dreams around Christmas gifts, because my mother has got to be the worst gift giver consistently.
Really?
On a consistent basis. Yes. Let me give you an example. I am 25, 26 years old. Remember, I have a twin brother. I'm 25, 26 years old. So that would have been sometime in the 2000s, right? Sometime in the 2000s, long after 1982 has gone. But my mom was still pandering under the delusion that I was like a four-year-old boy, because when I opened up her gift, her big gift to me was a full head-to-toe jean outfit. Jean jacket, jean shirt, pair of jeans, you know, white socks, white crew socks. And she was like, you can pinch roll them. Like, they were acid wash jeans. She's like, you can pinch roll them. And I'm like, pinch roll them? Mom, no one pinch rolls anymore. What are you talking about? That jean jacket, Chrissy, was the ugliest thing I had ever seen in my entire life. But what was made worse was when Kevin opened up his gift to realize that he got the exact same
matching
outfit. Yes. So Kevin and I had matching jean outfits. Now,
sweet.
We use it a lot to defuse emotional situations in my family. And Kevin and I were running a little hot that my mom had decided to get us jeans. So we kept, we made a big joke out about it. You know, jean jackets, mom, don't get jean jackets. You don't get jean jackets. That's not what happens. The very next year, my mom decided to go to Kohl's and get Kevin and I flannel jackets, like the kind you wear to chop wood. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, not the stylish kind, but the kind you use to chop wood, with thick corduroy pants. So now we look like true woodsmen. And it wasn't just me who got it. It was Kevin who got it. So the year number two, my mom fails.
Clothing gifts are tricky.
Yes.
You know, they are.
Year number three, I think we each got a carton of cigarettes with a brand new ashtray, because your mom's helping you die.
You used that.
I got a six-pack of Bud Light one year. I think that's what I got from my mom. And then eventually my mom wised up that, you know, she was trying to pick us fashion choices. Listen, when you're a mother, you'll always be a mother. When you're a father, you'll always be a father. You're always going to want to dress your babies. I'm sure that that's true. I'll know that when I'm 72 and my kids are 9, I'll realize that. But what my mom wised up to was, why don't I just give the boys gift certificates so that they can go and do their own thing. Great call, unless mom gets us gift certificates to, like, you know, what was the store? Woolworth? Do you remember that store, Woolworth? They don't even exist anymore.
Yeah.
Yes, there was like one in the greater Chicagoland area. And I don't know how she got these gifts. I think she asked my grandma to send them to us. Woolworth, where am I going to get? And then one time it was the Burlington Coat Factory. The Burlington Coat Factory, Mom?
I remember that place.
Is that where all the kids are getting cool clothing? Is the Burlington Coat Factory? Of course, my mom was always known to make like super special. Listen, Christmas was such a special time when we were very young children. Then our parents divorced, like a lot of parents do divorce for a lot of different reasons. And when they divorced, my mom went to live in an apartment and my dad stayed in the house. And, you know, so my dad did his best to make the Christmases special and my mom did her best to make the Christmases special. But I think when they weren't together, teaming up to make the Christmases special, it just something got lost.
Yeah,
so my mom would like
that.
Decorate her apartment. She had this fake tree that would bend at an angle, you know, and like tinsel and stuff like that. So it lost its luster just a little bit. And I'll tell you when I think it really kind of like it hit me that it's lost its luster was one year. I think this is the same year that we got the cigarettes in the ashtray. We come in, it's Christmas Eve, and my mom has got the oven on. And it smells good in the house.
And that was different.
That was different. Yes, because my mom, it never smelled good when my mom was cooking. God bless her soul. But it smelled good. And so I was like, I wonder what we're having. It smells, doesn't smell like traditional Christmas food.
Yeah.
And my mom says, it's a surprise. I know you're going to love it. I know you kids are going to love this. I've been thinking about this for weeks. I made a decision. I'm going to go with it. I know you don't always love my cooking. You're going to love it. We all sit down for dinner, and my mom pulls out trays from the oven that had been warm, two of them separately, and she puts them on the table, and they have these tins with the cardboard top, and both the cardboard tops say Pizza Hut pasta. My mom got Pizza Hut pasta bowls for Christmas, and I'm telling you what, it was all it was cracked up to be. It was fucking terrible.
It was.
It's Pizza Hut cooking pasta bowls. I mean, you would think, how hard is pasta to fuck up? If you're making the pizza, you can make the pasta?
No.
But I didn't see any pots of boiling water over at Pizza Hut when I went there. I mean, I don't think those were coming in the door fresh. It was terrible, and it was just like the... To me, it was a bit of a sad moment. Funny, but a bit of a sad moment.
She was trying.
Because I was like, my mom's trying so hard to make Christmases special, and she just can't win for losing. I mean, it's like absolutely has destroyed any notion that Christmas is special in any way by freaking. And I go, Mom. And she goes, you don't like it? And I'm like, it's Pizza Hut for Christmas. And I go, I know, like, you know, okay, I appreciate the effort, Mom, but how did you even think of this idea? And she's like, well, I called them and I asked them if they were open on Christmas Eve. And they said yes. And I thought, great, let's do pasta from pizza. I saw a commercial. It looked great.
They do make it look good on the commercials.
Listen. They do make it look great on the commercials because that's what the people who make the commercials are paid to do.
Exactly.
They're not getting their pasta from Pizza Hut. They have professional chefs that do that shit. There is no pasta chef at Pizza Hut, I can guarantee.
No, and that's probably why they do not have those pasta bowls anymore.
Yeah, but now Domino's does. So
they do?
Yeah, I think it just makes its way around the pizza universe. I think there's
throw some pasta in.
That's right. I think there's a company who makes pasta bowls for pizza places, and they win the big contract and realize that it's a loser, and then they move on to the next big pizza brand. It's like, you know, one moment Pizza Hut has it, the next minute Domino's has it. Little Caesars is next. Little Caesars pizza bowls. That's why I can appreciate a Little Caesar. Listen, if I'm going to have pizza on the holidays, which is not the worst idea in the world. I'll be real honest.
It's really not.
We've already determined that Brian is not a big fan of the traditional clucking and chucking dinner with ham and turkey that gives you salmonella. I'm okay doing a taco Christmas. I'm okay doing a pizza Christmas. And
make it fun.
One year we did our own pizzas and we cooked them in a pizza oven at my dad's house. That was fantastic. I'm okay with that. But let's not go to Pizza Hut for Christmas Eve. If I'm going to have a pizza on Christmas Eve, I'm going to have a pizza from one of the boutique pizza places around here.
But, well, there's tons of them now, but maybe back then there weren't that many.
No, there was like, you know, everybody in every city around the world has a Antonio's Pizza, Tony Romo's Pizza, Bob's Pizza. You know those pizza places that have been in your neighborhood for years, but you don't know anybody who's ever gone there, but on Friday nights there's a lot of cars out front?
Yeah.
Everybody has one of those pizza places and has forever and ever. But it isn't until very recently, and I think Atlanta might have been one of the places that started this trend, to have these very boutique pizza places that have, you know, wood-fired ovens. I had flown in a helicopter from Italy for $700,000. Yeah, from Sicily. That is not old. We just flew it in from Sicily. And those are the kind of places where if you're going to get pizza for Christmas Eve, let's do a pizza That's from true. That kind of place. Now, I do have to say, Pizza Hut, when I was a kid, was the better of all the options. In my opinion, that was my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, I would rather do Pizza Hut than the other guys. And the worst part about that particular dinner, that particular feast, was not that my mom had decided to get Pizza Hut. It's that there was no pizza from Pizza Hut that could have come along with it.
With like at least a box of pizza.
But here's the good news. We got lots of cigarettes to smoke. So at the end of the
day,
beer to drink. So at the end of the day, I wasn't that drunk.
Yeah, you make the most of it. That's what you have to do. And you have to, you know, when you get older, too, you look back at stuff that happened when you were younger with your parents and you're like, they were doing the best they could.
Well, here's my belief generally in life. Most people are doing the best they can with the information they have at the time that is given to them. I just think that's true of most human beings. We're just doing the best we can with the information we have in the moment that we have it. And that's it. And there's no knock on my mom. My mom was a single mother. And yes, a single mother of mainly adult children, but that's still a feat. Like, you still have to.
Yeah.
She held down a job. My mom is a rock star in a lot of ways. Look, she made me. And I'm doing 12 days of TCB, which actually 13. Is 13 days of TCB. Okay, maybe we weren't all that great at math. But I'm telling you what. Pizza Hut or no Pizza Hut, my mom was trying. And for that, I give her credit. And now with the grandkids, she just loves to get them toys. And with the grandkids, she's doing so much. I've noticed that my parents are doing so much better with the grandkids than they ever did with me. I guess that's how therapists stay in business, huh?
Yeah, it's just, I think, easier when they're not your own kids.
Oh, yes, for sure. All right, let's do this. We're going to take a break in just 1 second, but I wanted to remind you, the ASPCA, doing good for animals all around the United States and beyond. So do us a favor. There's a link in the show note. If you would, go donate to the ASPCA. And if you do and you want some swag, you can go ahead and take a screenshot of your donation and we will send you some swag, some TCB swag. And please understand, we do not get in the middle of this. We're just putting the link on the website. It goes directly to their website. We are incentivized in no way. We haven't even communicated. We haven't even communicated with these
people. No, we just like these charities.
We just like these charities.
Yeah.
And we hope you'll do some good over the holiday season. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll be back.
Hi, you know what time it is, so let's get to it. Pull that phone out of your pocket and follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok, for now, I guess, at TCB Podcast. You can also find all of our video content that we're filming in our brand new studio at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. So check it out and throw us a follow, a like, a comment, whatever you can spare. If you want to get in touch with us, you can always text us or call us and leave us a voicemail at 212-433-3TCB. Now I have one last request. During the 12 or 263 days of TCB, check out our featured charities and donate to them if you can this holiday season. All right, let's take a listen to our sponsors and get back to the show.
All right, and we're back. Okay, you know the
and
whole...
And I want pizza now.
Oh, man, would I love some pizza. But we have,
really
I know, but we have pizza so much around this house because the kids, you know, they're kids. They love pizza.
Yeah.
And so we have pizza at least once every 10 days. There's pizza of some brand or variety, whether that be frozen pizza or we go out for pizza or, you know, so... I do want pizza, but then part of me is like, I already have a lot of pizza in my diet. I'm not sure my cardiologist is going to appreciate that. Here's the reason why I ask you about the worst Christmas gift ever, because they've put out the traditional annual list of worst gifts for 2024 to get.
Is this from Town and Country?
This is not from Town and Country. This is from Whale House.
Oh! Whoa, Whale House.
Good old Whale House. That was good. You saw that one right on the corner. You were like, I like that one. All right. Ready?
Yes.
I think this is the worst, 17 worst Christmas gifts as per whalehouse.ca. Here we go.
What?
Yeah, don't ask me. I just found it. I thought it was interesting. I was reading through it.
Okay.
Number one. A coffee cup. I can agree with this wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
There's
too many coffee cups out there.
Listen, I drink tea every night. I drink tea. It's easy on my throat, my belly. Mm-hmm. I like it. There's no caffeine. Calms me down because I need calming down a lot. And through the years, people have gotten me coffee cups, tea cups, right?
Of course.
Throughout the years. It's wonderful. But now I have 100 of them. I don't need another one. I honestly don't. And that's just...
The last time we moved, I purged a bunch of them, even if they were kind of special.
Yeah.
There's too many.
Let's be real. Has anybody ever really said, I want a coffee cup for Christmas? I mean,
yeah.
Unless it's a fancy one. Now, one of my family members this year for Christmas wants one of those fancy ones that heat themselves up. Like
oh, yeah.
You put them on the little thing and they heat themselves up and stay hot for days.
I'll take a Yeti any day.
Oh, yeah. Well, well, get me one of those other ones. What are those ones everyone's killing each other for that
Stanley?
Have a bunch of lead in them? Stanleys?
Stanley yeah. Cup.
I guess we're over the Stanleys now. Are we over the Stanleys now that there's lead in them? Okay, just checking. Number two, Walmart gift card. Mom. Walmart gift card. Actually, I don't think this is the worst gift ever.
I was going to say, you really got attached to those pants you got.
Those pants. I was wearing those yesterday. Yeah. Those pants are the best fucking cozy house pants I've ever had.
There you go.
From Walmart. Not from Lululemon, which also makes a great, of course they do. They're $600 a piece, but also makes a great, you know, sweat pant, whatever you want to call it, lounge pant, whatever you want to call it.
Jogger.
I'm telling you what, those random ass pants I found in a Walmart in bum shit South Carolina were some of the best pants. And I had to work for those because they didn't have many my size.
I remember the story.
Yes. All right. Number three, socks. And this is something that was always in my stocking. Always, always, always was socks. Now, if you would have asked me 10 years ago, I would have said, please stop giving me fucking socks. If you ask me now, please give me more socks. I am in love with a cozy pair of socks.
Me too. I'm wearing some special ones today,
yes.
In fact.
Ones that do not get holes in them. I'm wearing socks from a company called Clover, which is why they have the clover on the bottom of them.
I like that.
And they are incredible, and they don't ruin. You know, I've bought them from like sock companies that are supposed to be reputable, and then 3 months later, they have holes in the bottom.
Really?
And I don't wear socks like
Bombas.
I'm not wearing.
Bombas are great.
Personal hygiene products comes in at number four. Yeah, I guess, you know, I don't need tampons this Christmas.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
I like shampoo, but I mean, you could go with an expensive shampoo and conditioner.
Okay, I think there's a difference between getting like bath bombs and, you know, scented stuff you can like, it's thawed out. Like, you know, here, like one time I got Astrid, we had one of those standalone tubs. And I got her a thing, like one of those.
Oh, yeah, the tray.
A tray and some bath bombs and some other stuff that went on there. And I said, hey, you could go ahead and take your bath. Now, little did I know that Astrid hasn't taken a bath in her entire life. Like, she doesn't take baths.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, she doesn't. I think she took like three baths when we had that stand. And that standalone tub was beautiful.
Oh, we've got one and I love it.
Oh, but she's just not a bath person.
Yeah, some people aren't.
But I tried.
That was thoughtful.
Yeah. But after 6 years of knowing her, I probably should have guessed, having never seen her take a bath before.
I was going to say, it's not that thoughtful.
Okay, thanks. A picture frame comes in at number five.
Mm.
Now, yes, an empty picture frame, yes, totally worthless. Don't get someone an empty picture frame. That's a highly subjective thing to put in someone's house, right?
But a picture in a picture frame.
Okay, I can go with
special
that.
Special picture.
I can roll with that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's the context also. I'll tell you what we got my mom for Christmas last year. Kevin got it for her and we've been adding to it, is one of those digital frames.
The digital ones.
Where you hook it up to the internet. It's got an
They're
address.
Great.
And then you send pictures to it.
Yeah.
So even though my mom, you know, is not mobile, so we can't get her out of the house a lot.
She can stay up to date.
Yes. When we have an event here at the house or we're over at the gym and there's a recital or whatever it is, we can take pictures and then we send it to her so we can say, hey, mom, look on your frame. We've got some new photos.
I love it.
So I think that was a good present. But an empty frame? Yeah, I don't want that. Ugly Christmas sweater. The very out... I think it's overdone. The ugly Christmas sweater thing is overdone. And I don't own ugly Christmas sweaters, because anytime I have gotten them as a gift, that I just don't wear them.
Oh, you give them to Goodwill the next year.
Yeah, that's it. Or that same year.
Yes.
Or I re-gift them.
Yeah.
Guilty of re-gifting or not re-gifting?
No.
Never re-gifted?
I mean, I don't know that I've... Well, no, I've never re-gifted as if it was my own gift. Like, I had picked it out for them, and I really hadn't.
Okay, so you never...
I would give somebody something, but I would say, I got this and don't want it. Would you like it?
Okay. Ever re-gifted?
I think I might have done it once or twice. But not like a mean way. Normally, it's like it's a nice thing, but like, I just... already have it or
yeah
have, or and like I don't want to tell someone if I already have something that they got me because they feel like they did put thought into it. It is something I would like. I do have it.
Yes.
Yeah,
I agree. I've gotten like golf balls that then I re-gift to my brothers or something like that. Well, I guess I'm telling them now, sorry guys. I got the golf balls from someone else. I gave them to you. I've re-gifted a few things.
Yeah.
But I do it with intention and love. It's like, oh, I know you would like this much better than I would, so I'm gonna pretend as if I got this for you even though someone else got it for me.
In a pinch.
Candles from the dollar store.
No.
This is very specific, but anything from the dollar store. Can we talk about the dollar store?
You can't give a gift from anything from the dollar store.
Can we talk about the neighborhood-ruining dollar stores for a second? I mean, these places are absolutely terrible, and despite being a dollar, it saves you no money. They are simply... Think about all the extra packaging. Think about all the extra things that have to be done to break stuff down into smaller sizes to charge you more money for less product. Think about this. You go to Walmart, you buy or Costco, you buy a giant jug of detergent, right? It costs you $25 or whatever. Then you go to the dollar store and it's like $1.99 for the tiniest little thing of detergent or a couple packets of detergent. It is so much more expensive per item, like per gallon, per fluid ounce, per M&M, whatever it is, to buy that stuff at the dollar store than it is at Walmart. Now, if you only have $2 on you, I can understand. But they don't pay those people a living wage.
That's the sad part. Yeah, I read a whole thing about how they pop up in food deserts, too, which are places that don't have fresh food and produce. And then, you know, they have everything canned and it's...
You know what makes me feel good about society right now? They're closing dollar stores by the minute right now, like the Dollar Generals and the dollar stores, because they just... are terrible. Stop the dollar stores. Don't give me anything from the dollar store. Don't want. Thank you anyway. But a candle from the dollar store?
No, those candles are bad.
They're bad.
They're really bad.
They're bad. Are they scented?
I'm a big candle person. I go for a nice, expensive candle because it just lasts longer and smells better.
I agree.
I mean, anytime I've ever bought a cheap candle, it's disappointing.
It's disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
It smells terrible.
Yep.
They're bad for you. Like all
the
chemicals they put in there. Yeah. It's all, ugh. A keychain comes in at number 8.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't get me a fucking keychain. Let me get my own keychains. I don't want to. No. I don't want your keychain. I want my keychain.
Yeah.
And I don't wear a keychain. Who wears keychains anymore? Who does this? What's a keychain for? When you're 7 and you have a backpack, a keychain makes sense because you collect them on your backpack, right? It's some little indication of your individuality when you're a young person. But when you get over the age of 15, do we need keychains anymore? Really? I don't think people have keys anymore. I turn my car on with my phone. Fuck you.
Okay, rich guy.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, like, I am. I'm rich. That Hyundai sitting outside doesn't turn itself on. I press a button, ladies. Number 9. And I couldn't agree with this more. Please never do this. We're just talking about this on today's show. A pet for Christmas.
No.
Do never get anybody a pet for Mm-mm. Christmas unless you have talked about it with them specifically.
Yeah.
Because in Christmas, birthdays, anniversaries, none of it. Don't do it. You do not get someone a pet when they do not expect you to get them a pet. That is a terrible fucking idea. They will feel obligated to keep that animal. They probably didn't want it in the first place. You want to know why? They didn't have a pet in the first place. If you want a pet, you go get a pet. That's not something someone does for you. You do it yourself.
Yeah, that's tricky. That's a lot of responsibility you're putting on someone.
Unless, oh my God.
Unless it would be like a pet for the family, you know, in a family house.
Where you and your husband or your wife mm-hmm. or your whatever have spoken about it at length. You're going to surprise the kids with a dog.
Yeah.
You know they're not going to take care of it, so it's your fucking responsibility.
You're prepared.
Okay, got it. Yes, 10-4. 10, a T-shirt. a brand new t-shirt.
No.
No, don't get a t-shirt for Christmas. Unless it's like a really good t-shirt. Yeah. Unless it's a really funny t-shirt.
A funny one or a good quality one.
A good quality one. But don't try and get someone a t-shirt that you think is fashionable, right? No, that's a bad idea. Then you're my mom all
again, clothing is, I go against getting clothing.
I agree with you.
For a
100%. Number 11, weight loss programs.
No.
Weight loss programs. No. Who's getting
that's like your hair loss program.
I know. It's. I think it's worse, actually.
Yes,
I think
it is. I could,
you know, listen, my hair is going regardless, right? A weight loss program might indicate that someone else feels you're lazy, can't take care of your own self.
Yeah.
Right. That's a terrible gift. That's like getting someone rehab for Christmas. Yeah. You're an asshole. Go to rehab. which one time I was in rehab for Christmas, I just...
Well, if only you'd had a gift certificate.
Do you remember? I know. Do you remember the time I told you that I was homeless? Like I was living under somebody's porch because my dad kicked me out because I kept bringing strippers home, and so I lived under the porch of the stripper's mom's house while she was cheating on me. Because really, honestly, who's dating the guy under my porch? It's pretty much a lose-lose situation. So the next step for me. Even though at the time I was certainly drinking and drugging, it wasn't like I was a full blood, you know, I wasn't like had to snort cocaine 24 hours a day or was drinking myself into oblivion every single afternoon. I just was casually doing drugs most of the time.
Yeah.
But my big out was I had a guy that met me at a coffee house, like an old high school friend met me at a Waffle House, I think it was, and was like, hey, dude. I heard you're not, you know, like you're having a bit of a problem. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I'd like to call some of my friends and have them meet us here. And they can help you, I think. And I was like, oh, okay, great. The people who showed up were people from a rehab program, quote unquote, where they asked me if I was in danger. Did I owe any drug dealers money?
Oh, wow.
How much alcohol did I drink? I got all of a sudden got roped into like a little cult and they sent me to a halfway house. On Buford Highway, Atlanta.
What?
Not even kidding. 12 guys living in a 3-bedroom apartment. 4 of us per room. We all had to pay rent by going and working day labor jobs. Mm. And I was there during Christmas. There was no TVs allowed. You could have a CD Walkman. If you had one of those, you could have a CD Walkman or a radio. No televisions allowed. None of that shit. So on Christmas Eve, they rolled in a TV, and they played It's a Wonderful Life to basically 16 hardened criminals and Brian.
That's so sad.
The white guy in the crowd. It was the most disturbing Christmas Eve of my life, Chrissy, of my life. Yes. And so rehab for Christmas, not a bad thing. Exercise bike falls right behind weight loss management. Calendars or office supplies. Yeah. Agree with this 100%. You don't need to get that for somebody.
No.
Let them do that on their own. Mm-hmm. That's a highly personal thing. My wife loves calendars. Loves calendars. Loves them. Has them all over the place. She uses
I love
them.
A good calendar.
Yes. But you know what? She doesn't want anybody else picking that out.
No,
for
you do it yourself.
Number 14 is a paperweight. Well, I didn't even know those existed anymore. Do we even use paper anymore? I mean, who's getting a paperweight? Do you have a paperweight? You looked at me like you might have a paperweight.
There's some beautiful paperweights out there. You know, I've seen before. They're like the blown glass and they're really pretty.
That's a piece of art.
Yes.
That you use as a paperweight. But a paperweight is like a rock. You know what I'm saying? Like a rock with a place for envelopes that no one gets anymore. I don't know. Cash is number 15.
Why not cash?
Hey, listen.
Cash
I'm saying
is king.
This moves up to the best gift you could possibly give this summer. And this spring, and this fall, and this Christmas for the commercial break is cash. Uh-huh. We should start a Patreon just so people can tip us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Number 16 is self-help books. Agree with that 100%.
Yeah,
don't
that's
give
personal.
Those. Yeah. You make people feel like they're being an asshole. You know what I'm saying? If you give them a self-help book, like...
Like how not to be an asshole?
Yeah, like maturity 101.
Yeah.
Relationships for children. Yeah. The 5 love languages for assholes. Yeah, that kind of stuff. And number 17, coming in at the worst gift to give someone, I just forgot it, cleaning tools. Don't get someone a vacuum for Christmas.
Unless they really want it.
Hey, listen.
There's some great vacuums out there.
There are some Dysons out there that I would die for.
Exactly.
Yeah, honestly.
We received one year from Jeff's mom and loved it.
It was good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go for the Dyson. Listen, the Dysons are like, that's a different story, though. A Dyson is like getting an iPad.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Really. And they're more expensive than an iPad.
We have a Dyson, and that thing has like a screen on it. Yeah. And it tells you how much shit it's picking up at any given time. And is it max, eco, maximum?
Yeah, filtering.
Yeah. Dyson really changed the game. They made it sexy to have a vacuum.
It did.
Yes. Dyson is the Apple of vacuums. Yes. That is for sure. It's its own ecosystem. You need their chargers. You need whatever. Anyway, I like a good Dyson. I'll take a Dyson. But don't get me Clorox or, you know.
Well, cleaning supplies? Yeah, no, that's bad.
No, cleaning supplies. Merry Christmas. All right, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go. More information about the show, all the audio, all the video. Right there from one location. You can also get your free TCB sticker, or if you need a replacement for your 21 EPM sticker that's biodegrading right in front of your eyes, let us know. Go to the Contact Us button, drop down menu, I want my free sticker. Give us your physical address, and we'll send you that sticker. No muss, no fuss. Also, if you donate to one of the charities we've been talking about in the 12 days of TCB, the National Breast Cancer Coalition, St. Jude's Hospital, and the ASPCA, take a screenshot. Let us know, and we'll send you some free swag. I'll send you some of that deep swag, some of that B-side swag. Menfo stickers picked up off the ground from Menfo, touched by Brian's hands. Don't you want that? That's going to be worth money. My fingerprints are on that bitch. Picked up off the ground and mailed back to us by Jeff's partners. I'm not paying to throw these in the dumpster. 212-433-3TCB. 212-433-3822. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, we will take them all. Also, that's where you can send the aforementioned pictures. You can also leave a voicemail there. Add the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we will say, we must say, and we do say,
goodbye.